The United States has been at war in Iraq since 2003. In the next 4 years, 10,000 armed service members who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan are expected to come back to the New York region. There's a growing understanding that returning veterans are going to need special attention. WNYC's Elaine Rivera has been following a new program designed to aid veterans readjusting to civilian life. Elaine, tell us about it.
Well, the program's at CUNY, which includes a John Jay College of Criminal Justice and Hunter College. And what they're doing there is identifying the students who are veterans of those conflicts. One of the veterans who served in the Army is Jorge Bermudez, who's from the Bronx.
You know, they have a lot of mortar attacks, firefights every once in a while, sniper shootings. I did have a couple of friends, you know, that lost their lives.
As any service member like Bermudez knows, no one understands war unless they've been there.
So not everything that happens over there is told to the public back home. That was the hardest part.
It was an adjustment for Bermudez as he returned to civilian life.
I'm a full-time student at John Jay College. I'm a junior.
John Jay College of Criminal Justice has the largest veteran enrollment in the city university system. Educators who themselves had served in Vietnam knew they needed to do something. The consequences of not dealing with members of the armed services who have just witnessed combat could be drastic. Last fall, CUNY launched the initiative PROVE, the Project for Return and Opportunity in Veterans Education.
My concern is that we will start seeing some of this acting out kind of thing that we read in the literature of people coming back from war soon or, you know, sometime in the near future, and that's really my concern.
John Jay professor Marcia Sparsa is working with Bermudez to help launch a war veterans club there to get returning veterans to seek the services available to them. Bermudez knows there will be a need for it.
War, you know, affects every soldier differently. So, you know, not every soldier is going to come back with problems from over there. Or sometimes it takes longer for a particular soldier to show signs of any, you know, particular problems. I think for the most part, there's going to be a huge percentage of soldiers that are going to come back with some type of issue from Iraq.
To deal with this, CUNY has hired 12 war veteran mentors and 5 social work graduate school interns to provide advice and counsel. One of the social work interns, Sabrina Mascara, says on top of all the other issues that veterans grapple with, there is also a sense of isolation they feel amidst their civilian classmates.
There is a longer engagement process, but once you get them to open up, to hear about their experience, they've had a lot go on within them, and that's what makes it so difficult for them to not only, you know, engage with other people, but to come home and engage with their family, to talk to their family and their friends that they've had before they went over there. And, you know, the PROVE purpose is to help them with that transition back in.
Another social work intern, Douglas Gordon, describes how the veterans also stand apart.
Many veterans have talked about how non-veterans may sit in class texting or talking on their phone or doing something else. They tend to sit up towards the front and kind of really pay attention and even get irritated with the professors when they don't call out the students who are texting or something, because they're like, I'm here to learn and this is serious. So just because the experience they've had of war, it's made them grow up, I think, in a different way. And just that experience alone widens the gap between them and their peers.
Investigative journalist Seymour Hirsch warns of what might happen when the veterans from the War on Terror start returning in large numbers. Hirsch, honored at the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund's annual gala 2 months ago, captivated the crowd that night as he described how he obtained the pictures of tortured Iraqis at Abu Ghraib prison. A mother of one of the soldiers who had returned from the war gave him the computer her daughter had with the disturbing photos.
When the child came home in April, until for the next couple of weeks or 3 or 4 months, every weekend she would go, a beautiful young woman, she would go, not, as I said, left her husband, she would go and get tattooed, dark tattoos, starting on her legs, to her trunk, to her arms, up to the neck. And it was, the woman told me, it was as if she wanted to change her skin. So here's what I posit to you. We are going to see holy hell from our returning men and women in this war, that we are going to be faced with untold social consequences that we haven't begun to see, and I'm not even beginning to talk about.
It's those consequences that Hunter College professor Roger Sherwood wants to avoid with the newly launched PROVE initiative.
It's almost a little bit like a preventive model that if we can help their transition back, perhaps will offset some of the effects of them being in combat and having to deal with issues like post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury.
CUNY officials know they have to be ready, as 10,000 armed service members, many who have witnessed the brutality of war, are expected to return to the New York region in the next 4 years. For WNYC, I'm Elaine Rivera.